All right, everyone, welcome back to Daily Virtue, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world with clarity and confidence. I'm your host, Lurvin Cruz, and trust me, I know what it's like to feel like the inner critic is constantly on overdrive. Ever find yourself drowning in a sea of I can'ts and I should have done? We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the art of overcoming negative self-talk. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good advice. This is about rewiring your brain and becoming the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. Now, Stoicism teaches us that our thoughts have immense power. They shape our reality, folks. When we let negativity run wild, it's like giving a destructive hurricane free rein in our minds. It clouds our judgment, cripples our motivation, and leaves us feeling depleted. But the good news is we can learn to tame those inner demons. We can choose which thoughts we entertain, which ones we challenge, and ultimately, which ones we let take the reins. First up, awareness is key. Before you can conquer negative self-talk, you've got to know your enemy. Pay attention to those critical voices whispering in your ear. What are they saying? When do they show up? Recognizing these patterns is like shining a light on a dark corner. It takes away the power of what was hiding in there. Once you're aware, you can start questioning those thoughts. You know that feeling when someone tells you something harsh and your gut screams, "That's not true." Well, apply that same logic to your inner critic. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? Is it helpful? Does it serve me in any way? Often, these negative voices are just echoes of past hurts or insecurities, not reflections of your actual worth. Remember, you are so much more than the sum of your perceived flaws. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those moments, learn from them, and move on. You deserve a break. Now, let's talk about reframing. This is where you take those negative thoughts and flip the script. If you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough," challenge it with something like, "I'm learning and growing every day." Focus on your strengths, celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. And lastly, remember to practice gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to the good things in our lives can work wonders for our mental well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, the laughter of loved ones. These simple joys can add up to a world of difference. Think about that time you were preparing for a big presentation or a challenging task. Maybe you felt a knot in your stomach, doubts creeping in. You know that feeling. But then, you took a deep breath, reminded yourself of your skills and past successes, and went for it. You might have even surprised yourself with how well you did. See? Even when facing challenges, we can choose our thoughts and ultimately shape our outcomes. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these strategies today. Challenge those negative voices, treat yourself with kindness, and focus on the good. You've got this. Remember, your mind is a powerful tool. Use it wisely to create a life filled with clarity, confidence, and joy. Until next time, keep striving for that daily virtue.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.